gilding of Cheapside's famous building, the glorious cross, trimmed up most fairly with a gold most rarely refined from dross. A pleasing prospect to all beholders that shall but view it, and lately knew it, defaced of beauty, but now a sumptuous thing, whose praise and wonder fame abroad doth ring. Tricked most neatly with cost, completely adorned, most rare, whose shining beauty shows the city's duty and tender care to preserve their rich and sumptuous buildings in stately manner. Such cost upon her they bestow with honor. Such is the love they bear, which now is seen by Cheapside glistering fair. The cross there placed is now much graced, that it may be known how well the city with care and pity respects her own. Brave citizens of worthy London, such love they owe it, and now they show it, freely bestow it upon their city fair. With Cheapside cross theirs none can make compare. Searching Glendover from hence to Dover, and so about, alike to Cheapside, you'll not find out. Newly beautified most neat and fairly, all may admire and still desire to gaze up higher, to see the glorious state of this rare building raised up very late. O sight most blessed to see Cheapside dressed in stately manner. May you persever in love forever, 'tis for your honor to see your cross excel in shining all crosses elsewhere. To this comes not near, now trimmed most rare and glorious to behold, whose shining bravery glistereth all of gold. This golden splendor makes all men wonder to see Cheapside in sumptuous manner for London's honor and state beside. Put down fair Oxfordshire's chief beauty, Abington's fair cross was never graced thus as is bright Cheap's cross, now shining fair and bright, whose excellent splendor gives the city light. Kind friends, pray turn ye with grief, now mourn ye to behold and see an ancient building, truly, old things are worth naught, but that's a bad thought, for to forget aught one's esteemed dear, but yet, alas, too true appears. In lamentation I make my supplication to great and small, that erst have viewed me and now peruse me, then judge withal that ancient things in these days are. More is the pity that such a city, so wise and witty, should not regard their fame. Censure aright, then and tell me where's the blame. I long have stood here, many bad and good here pining away, expecting ever, but I fear never to see the day wherein my state again shall be advanced, and all things made good of stone or else wood, where I have long stood, expecting every day I should be once again made neat and gay. Thou wert a dear one, old noble Chiron, that placed me here, my first supporter of stone and mortar was seated rare. But now you see my top is downward bending, my state is reeling, none hath a feeling to my availing, that now in sad distress to court and city my sad woes do express. Some honest courtier be my supporter, I now entreat. Some lord or baron, pity old Chiron, ere it be too late. For now my state you see is down declining, my ancient building is downward yielding. In woeful manner I wail my wretched state, oh, pity soon, for fear it be too late. In time I crave it, and fain would have it for mercy's sake. Take thou some pity, fair London city, my foundation make. Aged Paul's and I may wail together, and pray in heaven all may be even, and gifts be given by charitable men to beautify our buildings fair again.